Before the cathedral in grandeur rose, at Ingelberg, where the Danube goes, before its forests of silver spires went airily up into the clouds and fires, before the oak had ready a beam, while yet the arch was stone and dream, there where the altar was later laid, Conrad the cobbler plied his trade.
Good morning and welcome. Today we're going to reenact the story of Conrad, telling you why he was remembered. As you heard, Conrad was a cobbler, or as we would say today, a shoemaker. He lived in the 1700s in a house pretty much like all houses in Europe at that time, small, rustic, with a thatched roof. Inside, we would find three rooms, a main room dominated by a large fireplace with a small bedroom off to the left, and his workshop where he made the shoes off to the right. His front door is right here in front of you. It opens into the main room. If we could look inside, we would see a fire burning in the fireplace with evergreens and holly decorating the mantel above. A plate of cookies is in the right side of the mantel with a small manger scene in the middle. There's a tea kettle hanging on the end of a bar that swings over the fire when Conrad wants hot water for tea. There is also a large soup pot resting in a niche near the fire, keeping warm. It is now Christmas Eve, a very special Christmas Eve, as you will discover. Conrad is sitting in his rocker by the fireplace. His wife, Martha, has finished setting the dining table with three place settings. And this is where our story begins.
Conrad, I've finished cleaning up, and I've set the table just as you asked. Does everything look all right?
Oh, it looks fine, Martha. Thank you.
Is there anything else we need to do?
No, I think we're ready. Why don't you bring the Christmas cookies over and come sit with me at the table?
Conrad stands and goes to the table and sits down. Martha gets the cookies from the mantel and follows him to the table. She places the plate of cookies on the table and sits down opposite Conrad.
Ah, it does feel good to sit down. Now, tell me again about the dream you said you had this morning.
It was the strangest thing, Martha. It was so real. I dreamed I was sitting right here when the Lord appeared, right there where you're sitting, and he said to me, Conrad, he said my name just like that. He said, Conrad, I'm coming to visit you tonight.
That's wonderful. That's so wonderful. Did he say why he wants to visit us tonight?
No, but if he does come to visit, we will be ready. We will seat him right here beside the in the place of honor, and we'll offer him some bread and tea. I'll give him a pair of shoes that I made and wrapped just for him. I even cleaned... you cleaned the house. But I added a few decorations. It's not much, but if he does come, we're ready to welcome him.
There's a knock at the door. Conrad and Martha both jump, startled, and sit looking at each other. Again, the knock. This time louder. Conrad rises and hurries to the door while Martha stands at the table and watches, hopefully. But it's just Hans, one of their closest neighbors, who stands at the door. He doesn't wait to be invited, but enters the house. He is in a highly festive mood, Maybe helped by a little Christmas cheer, if you know what I mean.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Hans.
What brings you out tonight?
Well, I was over at the public house having a little Christmas ale with some friends when I remembered that my wife made a Christmas candle I was supposed to deliver for you today. So here I am, and here it is.
Well, thank you, Hans. I'll put it right here on the table.
Conrad takes the candle and places it in the middle of the table. Then he takes an ember from the fire and lights the candle.
Oh, that looks perfect. Well, your house looks like it's all ready for Christmas.
I think it is, but I have to admit that Martha did most of the work.
Well, then I must compliment you, Martha. You've really made this house look good.
Thank you.
I see that you've got 3 places at the table. Are you expecting someone else, maybe one of the children?
No. Since the children have grown and moved out, it's just Conrad and me to celebrate Christmas this year.
But we are expecting a guest.
No. Anyone I know?
I don't know. You might.
Why don't you tell him about your dream, Conrad?
All right. Well, just at dawn today, the Lord appeared to me in a dream, and he said he would be coming to visit me as my guest here tonight on Christmas Eve.
Really? Well, that does sound like a wonderful dream. Did he say anything else?
No, that's all that he said. He said very clearly that he would visit us here tonight. So Martha and I have made everything ready, and...
And now we're just waiting for his visit.
Well, yes, but are you sure that the Lord told you that he was coming to visit you? I mean, no offense, but what makes you so special that he should visit you and nobody else?
I have no idea, but that's what he said. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, I guess. How do you know, though, it's not wishful thinking?
Oh, no, I'm sure it wasn't. It was the Lord. I know it. I feel it.
But what if he doesn't come? I mean, what if your dream doesn't come true? Then what will you think?
Hans, I believe Conrad. I'm sure the Lord appeared to him in his dream, just like he said, and I'm sure the Lord will come tonight.
All right. Well, whether he visits you or not, I do hope you'll tell me what happens.
I will, and I'll be glad to do so.
Okay, well then, I think I'll just go on back to the pub. My friends are waiting. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Hans. Thanks for the candle.
Hans leaves. Conrad closes the door after him.
I really thought it was Jesus at the door.
So did I.
Maybe the next knock will be his. Shall I put the kettle on?
Please do. I think it's going to be a long, long night.
Conrad sets the table as Martha puts the kettle on the fire, then sits down at the table across from him.
What do you think he will look like? Jesus, I mean.
I can't say, but we will know him just as I knew him in my dream.
Will he be wearing his robe and sandals like when he lived in Galilee?
Well, I'm not sure, perhaps.
But it's snowing here.
Well, no matter how he's dressed, we will recognize him. We will invite him in and give him a good hot cup of tea and break a loaf of bread with him.
And don't forget the shoes.
No. I won't forget the shoes.
I hope they fit.
They better.
Oh. A sudden knock at the door startles them. Martha jumps up excitedly.
I'll go.
Martha runs to open the door. Standing there before her is a shabby beggar, wearing an old blanket over his tattered clothing. His feet are wrapped only in rags.
Please, could I have a little something to eat?
Oh, Conrad, it's not him. It's a beggar.
Well, it's all right. Ask him to come in.
Please, come into the house.
Thank you. You are very kind.
The beggar hesitantly enters the house, then immediately goes and stands by the fire to warm up.
Martha, why don't you pour a cup of tea for him?
Martha fills a cup from the kettle by the fireplace and hands it to the beggar. He takes the cup and holds it in both hands to warm them up for a moment. Then he takes a drink.
This is wonderful tea, and it's hot. Thank you.
I'm glad you like it. Are you sure you're all right? You don't look well.
Sometimes life is hard. Sometimes it is a long time between meals.
Well, we'll be glad to give you something to eat. Martha, fix him a bowl of soup, please.
Martha fills a bowl from the pot and places it on the table. The beggar sits down at the place of honor at the table, takes the bowl, and eagerly drinks the soup.
Conrad, that's the seat where...
It's all right, Martha. He needs to eat.
Well, when is the last time you ate?
I'm not sure.
And where are your shoes?
Oh, I haven't any. Shoes cost money, and I haven't any of that either.
Oh, my. Well, Martha, would you please bring me the shoes that are on the shelf in my bedroom?
Which ones?
The pair that's wrapped.
But, Conrad, those are...
Just bring them, please.
Martha goes to his bedroom and brings the shoes out and hands them to Conrad. Conrad takes them, unwraps them, and hands them to the beggar.
These should fit you just fine, I should think. Go ahead, try them on.
The beggar unwraps the rags around his feet and starts to put the shoes on. Martha stops him.
Wait.
She goes over to the bag sitting in the corner and returns with a pair of socks. She hands them to the beggar.
These were to be your Christmas present, Conrad. But he can't wear your beautiful new shoes without socks. I can make another pair for you later if you would like.
The beggar puts on the socks and shoes. They fit perfectly.
They feel wonderful on my feet. Thank you. Thank you. And I have a special fondness for bright red socks. I never thought I would be given a gift at Christmas, and such a perfect gift.
I knew they would fit.
I won't forget your kindness. I'll be going now. It looks like you're expecting company. Thank you for allowing me in your home.
The beggar stands and leaves. Conrad closes the door. Martha looks slightly aggravated.
Oh, Conrad, do you realize you just gave away the shoes you made for Jesus?
Yeah. But the beggar needed them. And besides, shoes are but a poor gift to give to the Lord. And thank you for the socks, Martha. I really like them.
But you didn't even get them.
Oh, well, as they say, it's the thought that counts.
Oh, I thought it might be him that time. I must admit, I was disappointed when I opened the door, but that beggar seemed like a nice man.
Yes, he was very polite and well-spoken.
And dirty.
Oh, Martha.
Well, he was, but I guess he can still be dirty and be polite and well-spoken.
A knock at the door. Conrad jumps up and goes to the door.
I'll get it. It must be him.
Conrad opens the door. An old woman with a large bundle on the ground beside her is sitting on the step outside.
My dear woman, how is it that you're traveling alone on Christmas Eve and carrying such a heavy load?
May I please come in and rest a while?
Of course. Please come in. Sit down at the table. I'll put your bundle over by the door.
Thank you.
The old woman enters and sits down at the table. Conrad picks up her bundle, brings it in, and sets it down by the door.
Martha, why don't you give her some tea to warm her up?
Martha goes to the kettle, pours a cup of tea, and hands it to the old woman. She takes the tea and sits down at the table as she drinks it.
You didn't say why you're out in the cold and all alone on Christmas Eve.
Oh, my landlord gave me a fine Christmas present this morning. He turned me out of his cottage, I did. And he said he's going to fix it up and charge twice the rent. I couldn't pay that much on my widow's pension. He's not a Christian man, I can tell you. Everything I have is in that bundle that I carry.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm on my way to my son's house. They don't know it, but their Christmas present this year is going to be Grandma coming to live with them. It'll be quite a surprise since they don't know I'm coming.
Well, do you have far to go?
Not really. You may know them. They live just a mile or so from here, but I got this far, and I just couldn't go another step. I needed to rest a bit before I went on.
Well, you're welcome to stay here and eat something before you leave.
No, that's all right. I'm sure my daughter-in-law will fix me some food, good and proper, when I get there. Besides, it looks like you're expecting another guest.
Martha, that bundle she carries looks very heavy. Would you mind if I took it and carried it to her son's house for her?
Oh, no. It's all right. I can manage.
No. I think it's wonderful that Conrad is willing to carry your burden.
Well, then I guess I'm ready.
Conrad, if our special guest arrives while you're gone...
Well, I'll just ask him to wait until I return. I'm sure he will stay.
Martha suddenly runs to the table and wraps some cookies in a napkin and hands them to the old woman.
Wait, here are some cookies for your grandchildren. Tell them Merry Christmas for me.
Thank you so much for your kindness, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Conrad puts on his coat, picks up the bundle, then he and the old woman leave. Martha, who has seen them out, sits down in the rocking chair to wait. She closes her eyes and is soon sound asleep. Several hours pass. Martha is suddenly startled awake from her sleep by the sound of a child crying outside. She opens the door and sees Conrad standing at the door holding the hand of a small child.
Conrad, and who is this child?
I don't know her name. I found her as I was on my way coming back home. She was standing out in the cold, shivering and crying. I just couldn't leave her there.
Martha takes the child by the hand and brings her inside.
Come in where it's warm. What's your name?
My name's Greta.
Would you like a cookie?
Greta nods her head yes, so Martha sets her down at the table and gives her a cookie. Greta stops crying and eats the cookie.
Now, Greta, tell me why you were out in the cold all alone.
Why I'm lost and I can't find my house.
Well, maybe we can help you find it. Do you know your daddy's name?
Oh, my daddy's not here. My mommy says he's in heaven.
Greta, do you know your last name?
It's Schultz. I live with my mommy.
Schultz, I know that name. Your mom's the widow Schultz, isn't she?
I guess.
Greta, that's wonderful. You're not lost anymore.
I'm not?
No, because we know where you live now, and it's not too far from here. Would you like me to take you home?
Oh, yes, that would be wonderful, but I can't go home without a loaf of bread. My mommy said we need a loaf of bread to have some supper, and that's why I went out. I went out to find a loaf of bread for supper, and I couldn't find the baker's house.
Conrad goes to the back room and comes out carrying a loaf of bread. He wraps it and gives it to Greta.
Here's a loaf that was just baked this morning, Greta. Why don't you take it home with you? It'll be our Christmas gift to you and your family.
Greta runs over to Conrad and gives him a big hug before taking the bread.
Oh, thank you.
Come on, Greta. Let's get you home. Your mother must be very worried about you. Conrad, if our special guest comes while I'm gone...
I'll just ask him to wait. I'm sure he wants to visit with you also. Merry Christmas, Greta.
Martha and Greta leave. Conrad watches them for a moment, then closes the door. He sits in his rocking chair, and after a moment, he looks up and prays.
Are you really coming to visit me, Lord? We've waited for you all day, and Christmas Eve is almost over. We need you to be here with us, here in our house. I have so much I need to tell you, and I'm sure Martha does also.
Nothing happens. So after a while, he gives a deep sigh, leans back in his chair, and falls asleep. An hour passes, and it's almost midnight. Christmas Eve will soon be over. Martha returns, sees Conrad sleeping, and awakens him.
He didn't come, did he?
No, and it's almost too late now. I guess he's not coming after all. I was so sure he'd be here.
So was I.
Suddenly, they hear a voice that seems to surround them.
Conrad, 3 times I came to your friendly door. 3 times my shadow was on your